Oh, that's the country song, right? Remember when?
Thank you.
Jacob Bigelow.
Yeah. Whenever my open is concocted, throw that in there.
He's on fire!
Jacob Bigelow, Huskers Illustrated, on the Connor Happer Show, on 1620, The Zone.
Boom shakalaka!
He's getting hot! That's what Jack Mitchell said about his softball team last year. Or last week. He was wrong!
Dead ass wrong.
Jacob Bigelow, a member of that softball team, joins us on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. Jacob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tarp Man. I am happy to be here with the David Lightman of Sports Talk Radio.
Well, what's
a very old movie reference.
I predictably don't understand it. What is it? Josh, what is it? What is he talking about? What is it? Is it offensive? Should I be offended?
I mean, he's accusing you of something that you have no comment on. David Lightman was a character in a movie called War Games from 1983.
Where he canceled people's Twitter accounts?
He was played by Matthew Broderick, and he went on an adventure to prevent global thermonuclear war by playing a video game.
I don't get it.
I think he's saying you hacked the Twitter account and got it.
Oh, no,
suspended.
I've already said, Jacob, I have no comment on this. I don't have any comment on this.
Hey, yeah, I just figured I'd age myself with a little reference to a movie that came out 14 years before I was born to really get things going here to kick off the proceedings.
No, I appreciate it, and you definitely picked the right show because I've never seen any movies, but Josh has, so he can explain them to me like I'm five.
I got your back.
Nice.
And I figured that is exactly what would happen. I told Josh the reference was coming, and I knew there was not a chance in hell you had seen the movie War Games.
I got to be honest, though, Jacob. When you told me that you were going to make a War Games reference, I thought you were talking about professional wrestling, and I got kind of excited. So on the fly, I had to shift, like, oh, he's not talking about wrestling.
We can work a wrestling reference in at some point over these next couple months. We'll get that in there at some point. I'll drop it in.
Yeah, it sounds like we're all very on brand today, which is pretty good. All right, so why is everybody sending out cryptic tweets about Nebraska basketball now? What's going on?
Well, they did have a visitor on campus on Sunday and Monday, Washington transfer big man Braxton. I believe it's pronounced Mia. He is 7'1", averaged, I believe, over 5 points this past season at Washington, a couple block shots, saw his minutes kind of get cut as the year went on. He was a starter at the beginning of the year. So if there is an addition on the way, I would be my guess that it is young Braxton Mia, Washington transfer. Fun fact is that if he does end up as a Husker, he would be the tallest Husker basketball player in more than a decade. That is my fun fact to share.
Wow, you're right. Okay. So who's the last 7-footer they had?
This is the ultimate.
Oh, it's probably God, what was his name? The really tall, like the really tall white guy from overseas.
Sergei Vucetic, who wound up at Evansville.
Yeah, that guy.
Yep, that guy.
So Nebraska hasn't had a lot of luck with 7-footers in their program's history.
No, they have not. To put it quite plainly, it has been quite a while. I was a sophomore in high school the last time they had someone more than 7 feet tall on the roster. So that is a pretty good indicator of how it's gone with the big men over the last decade. So.
Nice. I also appreciate that you're still talking like Sipple. Yeah. This is kind of funny.
didn't even intend.
You kind of went down there, you know. But who was the other guy? Gosh, and I don't want to be like too descriptive here. They had another really tall, kind of awkward looking white guy over the past handful of years. Where did that?
Oleg? You thinking of Oleg?
Oleg. I'm thinking of Oleg. Yes.
Yes. I think he was listed at 6'11". So right under the 7 foot, I believe, if I remember right. But yeah, and then Oleg went to Wyoming, and he had an okay year this past year. So
I was on KenPom. Oleg is 7 feet tall.
Whoa! Interesting.
Yeah, he's from Lithuania, and this year at Wyoming, he let's see, what did he do? He didn't play a whole lot, but he got some things going. Yeah, so Oleg just did his thing this year. We love Oleg. I miss Oleg.
Yeah, no, Oleg had some flashes a couple seasons ago when he would have to get on the court because someone was hurt or was in foul trouble. But well, I was team free Oleg at one point. But,
nice.
Now Oleg is free out in Wyoming.
He's free, roaming about the country. What did you think, by the way, of the? I don't have too much from a basketball perspective today. Although I there's always portal stuff going on in general. What did you think of football? What did you think of the spring game? And what's your optimism level? If I understood your sort of like disposition on Nebraska football, I think you're kind of coming from the perspective of like I'm pessimistic until they give me a reason to be optimistic. Where do you fit in right now?
No, I mean I've been in believe it when I see it mode with Nebraska football for quite a while. It was hard to not like what you saw. I mean, given it was a glorified practice and it was pretty set up for the offense to look good, but I mean that kid wearing 15, he's got some things that look awfully familiar to me and the football that I watch. But it was just the ability for him to for a Nebraska quarterback to just play pitch and catch with a receiving core that is not walk-ons because they block hard in practice. It's a little bit of a change from what we've seen the last couple years, and there's definitely reason to have a bit of optimism as we move through the summer months.
Yeah, we get down the road of thinking about his impact, and you go to his ceiling or whatever. I mean, it's entirely possible that his presence and I would just say I talked about this earlier, Jacob. Like the presence of just a quarterback who could do the pretty normal things. For Nebraska, like that can take them further than they have been over the last few years. That combined with an offense that actually like makes sense.
Oh, I completely agree. Just a quarterback playing quarterback. Not an athlete playing quarterback. Not a guy who's gonna have stats that look like a running back. Just a quarterback playing quarterback who happens to be by everything the more I hear him talk, sounds like he's a young football savant, just remembering plays and calling back to, yeah, I missed that touchdown in practice earlier this week. I checked it down and then I saw the film and I said, oh, he was wide open. And like just having that kind of recall as an 18-year-old kid who, by all accounts, should be going to senior prom and he's tracking to be the starter at a Big Ten school in the fall. It's pretty impressive.
Hey, so what's your beef with some of our fine local establishments with iconic signs on Leavenworth Street?
I wouldn't say it's a beef. I mean, I think it's more so like an eyebrow raise. Like if you meet somebody new or you learn things about friends of yours and they say what their favorite pizza is and you just say, really? Like you're like, that's your favorite pizza? Like there's some pretty good pizza spread throughout our fair city. And that is the option you choose. Just more so like the condescending eyebrow raise. Really? Like that's more so my thoughts on the cool sign.
Okay. I'm all right with that. Like you definitely, like there is a difference between what the best pizza place is in Omaha and then like your comfort, almost your comfort pizza, or like you're bringing someone. I don't know if you're like if someone's coming into town. I don't know if you want to go to those places, but like there's a time and place for it. Can we at least like handshake meme on that? There's a time and place for it.
I haven't had it in a couple years, so I'd have to get reacquainted to adjust my take. I've been quite staunch with my take for a few years, and I have not been reacquainted with this establishment.
Well, nothing's changed, so it's the same. It's the exact same as it's always been.
Oh, an old Omaha restaurant has not changed. I am shocked. color me shocked. It's the same as it was 30 years ago. I am very surprised. No, that is, yeah. Maybe I'll get reacquainted here at some point. I used to live right down by that place, and I didn't go in the almost 2 years that I lived down there. And yeah, I maybe have to work something out to get back there.
Hey, so before we let you go, what happened? What's the excuse for the softball team last night? What happened?
No, I don't think there's any excuses, really. I mean, I don't have any excuses to make. Most of us made contact. The team we played had multiple guys wearing baseball pants. There was a guy wearing a black Royals hat. You know, I heard you were talking about the 2003 Royals. He was wearing a hat that went along with that team from the 2003 Royals, and I'm like, oh, nice. Here we go. But you know, we all, you know, it was the quickest game of softball we played by far. We were through four innings in like half an hour. It was very quick, and then things just unraveled, and you know, it's just on to the next one.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you guys aren't making excuses. That's good. Also, I really like the most of us made contact, which is not all of us made contact, you know?
Actually, no, I think about it. I mean, I think all of us at least made contact at one point. Like, thinking about it, I mean, Jack inserted himself into the lineup, and he made contact both of his plate appearances, too. Everyone was, you know, seeing it, I made the interesting decision to play the game in sunglasses, and I still, you know, I had two hard hit outs, but yeah, that was, you know, I'm not taking pot shots at any of your coworkers by any means.
No,
by any means.
No,
so.
No, nobody would do that. Nobody would do that.
No,
that's for sure.
Never.
Well, you know, it's tough. Tough night last night. Hopefully, you can get back to that bye game scheduling next week.
Yeah, maybe need another bye game. You know, we'll dip back down into quad three or four if we need to. You know, write the check, get the win, and move on to the next one. Take the Big 12 basketball approach to rec league softball.
Nice, nice. All right, Jacob, we'll let you go. Appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Hap.
Jacob Bigelow, Huskers Illustrated, and of the Stretch Big podcast as well. That poor softball team. You know what they're going to need to spread the word about, you know, how they're going to get back? A Twitter account.
I
don't have access to one of those.
I just
right
kind of came to this conclusion. They're sort of the Colorado football of local rec league softball.
We talk a lot about them for having not done anything.
Yeah, and the big preseason hype fizzles out after about a month of coverage. People just get tired of the same problems.
Networks, you already missed the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares anymore.
They need something to make their games nasty.
Let me throw this out there for you. Speaking of needing something, I've got a theory for you on that Twitter account.
Oh, okay.
Jack reported his own softball team's Twitter account so he could create a fake boogeyman to rile up his team, round the troops, and round the community up with him on his side.
Love that. He sensed that the wind was changing on
He sensed that he was losing it. He was like Coach Prime last year. He was like, it was the energy was sliding away. And so he said, well, God, we need something. We need something from the heavens. And so he tried to cancel his own Twitter account in order to gum up fake controversy. That's just a theory.
I wouldn't put it past him.
That's just a theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good theory. Bold of you to go out on that limb, Connor.
Thank you. I go out on limbs often.
Mm-hmm.
We will come back. The top five poll questions of the month of April next on 1620 The Zone.